Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Members of the Iditarod and the Kenai Peninsula are mourning the loss of former Iditarod musher Paul Gebhardt. The 67-year-old passed away on Saturday, December 2nd, after a lengthy battle with multiple myeloma, which is a form of cancer that attacks the blood cells, bones, and immune system. Gebhardt was first diagnosed after he placed 10th at the 2017 Iditarod race. He started to receive chemotherapy 6 days after his original diagnosis. Iditarod race director and race marshal Mark Nordman says, the community is saddened by the loss of Paul and described him as a competitive and fun-loving guy.
I think I still see Paul's smile all the way between Willow and Nome. A lot of dear friends that he made within mushing for sure. You know, he raced so many different races. Of course, the Tustamina was his home race. So it's just a huge loss for the whole community.
Nordman says that he first found out about Gebhardt's passing Saturday morning while at the Iditarod's rookie meeting. Even though the room was filled with new mushers, everyone knew who Paul was and was extremely saddened by his passing. But his legacy shall remain.
I think Paul made it to the stature where, I've always said this for years, the people that go by one name. You know, now we have Paul Gebhardt. You can say Paul, and everybody's always known who that was.
In an interview back in 2017, when he was first diagnosed with myeloma, Gebhardt told AKSK in an interview that even though he would not be in the 2018 race, he was determined to keep fighting. It doesn't exist in my kennel, and it doesn't exist with me. The word quit is not used at my place. Although nothing has been confirmed at the moment, Nordman foresees a memorial service happening for Paul in the future. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana. Saldanha High School's production of The Wizard of Oz rose the bar for high school plays. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Saldanha High School, in association with Triumvirate Theater, presented The Wizard of Oz over the weekend in the Sohi Auditorium. And as play patrons milled about outside the auditorium after the show each night, greeting and taking pictures with cast members, a consensus sentiment held sway over the room. No one had ever seen a high school play of this caliber before. Bouncing from one conversation to another, you would have heard mention of the eye-popping set design and quality, the extravagant costumes, the uncharacteristically extraordinary acting from high school students, or musings of the beautiful singing performances. On the whole, the play was outstanding. Play director and Triumvirate Theater president Joe Rizzo beamed when talking about the accomplishment of his entire crew.
It's not easy, but I will say that it's interesting. I've directed the show probably 6 times, so I know the script backwards and forwards. But a lot of people that come to it, they don't know like the jokes that are in this thing, and it's super clever.
Beyond the high performing arts standards achieved by the cast and crew, the sheer number of characters appearing on stage was staggering. According to Rizzo, 107 total kids crossed the stage during the play. At least a quarter of those were munchkins, ranging from age 5 to 12. But not all of the play's splendor was visual. A pit orchestra of musicians of all ages performed the musical accompaniment throughout the production, adding vibrancy and that unique flavor that only comes from live music.
One of the really cool things about this is we had down in the pit some of the best musicians that we have on the Kenai. In fact, probably in Alaska. And it was really great that the adult musicians could work with the teenage musicians down there, because what a better way to learn like the craft.
In all, The Wizard of Oz performance was a rousing success and an exciting preview of not only the talent in the area for the performing arts, but also what sort of quality productions the Central Peninsula can look forward to in the years to come. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Tuesday.